Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let us get started. The crypto market saw broad sell-offs as renewed trade disputes drove liquidations of over $600 million, while protocol communities approved major recovery actions and new product launches promised fresh momentum. Global markets shifted into risk-off mode amid President Trump's reinstated tariffs on steel and aluminum and a US court ruling on trade suspensions. On May 31, 2025, Bitcoin dipped below $104,000. Ether and Solana fell around 4-5%, and Dogecoin dropped over 8%, analysts at BRN. And CoinGlass reported that long positions bore the brunt of over $700 million in liquidations. Bitcoin whales shifted from accumulation to selling, signaling profit-taking. Despite broader gloom, SUI validators voted with 91% of stake to release $162 million in tokens frozen after the CETUS protocol hack on May 29. Under a 48-hour referendum, the funds will move to a multi-signature wallet, pending a repayment plan and protocol upgrade. Target relaunch is within a week. On the same day, Solana Labs rolled out the Solana App Kit, an open-source toolkit, on May 31, designed to help developers build iOS and Android apps, integrating over 18 protocols. JP Morgan analysts remain cautious on network activity, but the App Kit could boost real-world usage. Asset managers seized opportunity as REX shares filed for two new staking ETFs for Ethereum and Solana via a rare C corporation structure to bypass lengthier regulatory review. The funds may begin trading on NASDAQ within weeks once seed shares clear custody. In payments news Stripe, President John Collison said, "Stablecoins now account for growing payment volume." The firm is partnering with banks in over 100 countries and recently acquired Bridge Technology to launch its own stablecoin USDB valued in government debt. JP Morgan also released a report on Ethereum's Denken and Pectra upgrades, noting no material change in daily transactions or active addresses, despite rising TVL. The Pectra blob schedule performed well according to ETH Panda Ops, leaving team focus on the upcoming Fusaka data availability improvements. Environmental progress arrived with Cambridge Center research showing Bitcoin now sources 50% of energy from renewables. Ripple chairman Chris Larson presented the Skull of Satoshi artwork at the 2025 Bitcoin conference and called for unified efforts to drive sustainable growth. In market strategy, Charles Edwards of Capriol Investments reiterated a bullish Bitcoin outlook, forecasting $150,000 to $200,000 this year, while warning that most altcoins remain structurally impaired until Bitcoin dominance holds steady. The day ended, reminding many of an 80s arcade speed rally reminiscent of OutRun, as traders raced positions and protocols maneuvered to gain solid footing amid volatility. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.